it's great to have Ollie signing the contract again. Everything's been sorted. He's signing a 2-year contract effector from the end of this year with an option for a third year. So it's great to have him back on board. Those things to sort out, as you know, Dermot. And as I said in there at the press conference, we had a good discussion on everything, and it was important that the board and people like that were aware that the discussions that were ongoing, they could deliver on what was agreed.
Yeah, because Ollie did flag up almost from the end of the season just past that he wanted issues dealt with. He wanted certain, you know, matters in place, John, so that he would agree to take over again. So obviously the board and Ollie are in agreement that those issues will be delivered.
Oh yeah, I think that was very important, Dermot, that what Ollie had talked about, as I said again, said in there, it was sensible. He wasn't looking for 2-3 million to buy players. He was looking for some very basic improvements to go up there, because we all know, without going over it, where it was last year, UCD was going down where we were in the playoffs. It's a lot tougher this year, so there was no point in going into it, in Ollie's opinion, and indeed the board's opinion, with the exact same thing as you had last year, because it was only going to end up one way. So everybody sat down, had a long, hard think about how many of the things we could sort out. We've sorted nearly everything out. So that allows Ollie now to get on with things. Ollie, in fairness, is, again, as he said in there, he has talked to a lot of players. Ollie was still under contract there. There was no great panic on us to sign a contract. I think that's very important to say. Ollie was still under contract to the end of this year. But I think it's very important that what was put in place right. And look at Ollie said it in there, and so I'd echo it on behalf of the board. But we can agree anything in here. The worst thing you could do is agree to something and turn around and say, you agree to anything just for the sake of agreeing to it, and then say that'll be grand. You have to realistically see what you're going to do. The other thing as well, that in fairness, I think that, you know, there's an appeal to people out there, be it commercially, be it people. It is it is something that has been great success. With against all odds, for 4 out of 5 years, we stayed up in the Premiership. Huge thing. We at the same time were able to build a super underage structure at the club, which will come. Some will come to fruition with Ollie's team the year, but you know it does need support. The board that's there, or the incoming board in a week's time, cannot do it without more support. And I've said that at many press conferences that have been here, Dermot. That's the one thing. It is a very, very expensive project. Now, if you want to stay in the Premiership, want to develop young players to play in the Premiership and all that, it does cost. There is no cheap, easy way of doing it.
And he did say as well, the word that he used there in the press conference, energy. He seems to be impressed by the lift in energy off the pitch and among the committee members, John, and that seems to have impressed him in terms of the decision that he was making himself.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think there's a lot of people around the club that put in huge work into Finn Harps Football Club. A lot of people give energy. And, you know, I've been there, 14 years now. It's not easy, we talk about players and management. For board members, my fellow board members in there, it is not easy to get yourself motivated, maybe that's the wrong word, when you're there for quite a while. There is a burnout factor in it, and I think that's something that board members that are in the coming week will look at. It is hard to keep going. It's just as hard, like you're looking at hitting a target of X number of thousands each week. The simplest thing can go against you. A European victory for another club can have your mats thrown out, which can affect your cash supplies. So there's so many things. You know, you can plan for everything, and we did in the last year, but there's just things that happen that, you know, will throw you out. But it is hard. The people have motivated themselves, get themselves here now. But again, the appeal is out there to people just to come in and volunteer even. That's very, very important. Every one volunteer that you get in makes a job a little lighter on the people that are there.
Yeah, and the AGM is on next week, so they're you know, there's an opportunity there for people to come on board very, very, very soon.
Yeah, that's true. If people want to come in at the AGM and come on the board, that's great. they'll be more than welcome. If people don't even want to go on the board and just want to come in and volunteer in many capacities, as Ollie again talked about there, that's great as well, Dermot. Like, that's fantastic. It's a difficult time in football because there are obviously some very, very negative issues going on at the minute. It's difficult. It's kind of very, very difficult on people who have given a lot of time and effort into soccer to see some of the things that are going on. It's just, it's something, it annoys everybody involved in football at every level, and it's just unfortunate that things like we had last night and you're having today, they're just distractions. You could do it, very well do without at this stage.